Numbers 33. These are the travels of the Israelites who left the land of Egypt by their divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote down their starting place according to their journeys by the command of the Lord. These are their travels according to their starting places. They traveled from Ramses on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. The Israelites went out defiantly in plain sight of all the Egyptians. While the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them, the Lord also executed judgments on their gods. So the Israelites journeyed from Ramses to and camped at Sukkot. They traveled from Sukkot and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. They traveled from Etham and turned back Pi-Hahirot, which is also before Baal-Zephon. They camped before Migdal. They traveled from Hahirot and passed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness. When they went 3 days' journey in the wilderness to Etham and camped at Mara, they traveled from Mara and came to Elim. In Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They traveled from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They traveled from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They traveled from the wilderness of Sin and came to Dophka. They traveled from Dophka and camped at Alush. They traveled from Alush and camped in Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They traveled from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataava. They traveled from Kibroth Hataava and camped in Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth and camped in Ritma. They traveled from Ritma and camped in Rimon Perez. They traveled from Rimon Perez and camped at Libna. They traveled from Libna and camped at Rissa. They traveled from Rissa and camped at Kehelatah. They traveled from Kehelatah and camped at Mount Shepher. They traveled from Mount Shepher and camped at Haradah. They traveled from Haradah and camped at Mahilot. They traveled from Mahilot and camped at Tahat. They traveled from Tahat and camped at Terah. They traveled from Terah and camped at Mitka. They traveled from Mitka and camped at Hashmonah. They traveled from Hashmonah and camped at Moserot. They traveled from Moserot and camped at Bnei Yaakan. They traveled from Bnei Yaakan and camped at Hor Hagidgad. They traveled from Hor Hagidgad and camped at Yotbata. They traveled from Yotbata and camped at Avronah. They traveled from Avronah and camped at Etzion Geber. They traveled from Etzion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. They traveled from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor, on the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the Israelites had come out of the land of Egypt, on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the Israelites. They traveled from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They traveled from Zalmona and camped at Punan. They traveled from Punan and camped at Obot. They traveled from Obot and camped at Ayi Avrim, in the border of Moab. They traveled from Ayim and camped in Dibon Gad. They traveled from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. They traveled from Almon Diblathaim and camped in the mountains of Avrim, before Nebo. They traveled from the mountains of Avrim and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan River across from Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beit Yeshimot even to Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan River, across from Jericho, saying, Speak to the Israelites and tell them, When you cross over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, destroy all their carved images and all their molten images, and demolish their high places. Take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land to possess it. Divide the inheritance of the land by lot among your clans. Give the larger clans more inheritance, and to the smaller clans give the smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to anyone, that will be his. You shall inherit according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, but those who you let remain will be splinters in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will make trouble for you in the land where you will live. What I plan to do to them, I will do to you.